Today's shiur is a Masechta Yevamos on Daf Lamed. We will begin at the top of the Amid with the Mishnah. On this Amid we have four Mishnayos, which all begin with the same word, Shloisha Achen. There are four cases that concern three brothers. And to help us to understand these Mishnayos, which are not that difficult, but to help us see it clearly, we will be referring to the Sefer Mar Yevamos, on Amud Samach Zayin, and the first Mishnah is at the diagram at the bottom of Amud Samach Zayin. Begins the Mishnah. Shloisha Achen, there were three brothers, according to the diagram, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Shnayim mehem nesuim shtei achoyos. Two of them, Reuven and Shimon, were married to two sisters, Rachel and Leah. Reuven was married to Rachel, and Shimon was married to Leah. The Echad Nasui Nachris, and the third brother, Levi, was married to Tzila. Meis Echad Mibali Achoyos, if one of the brothers who was married to one of the two sisters died, Shimon died, and he had no children, Vekonas Nasui Nachris Es Ishtoi, and Levi did Yibum with Shimon's wife Leah, Umeis, and then subsequently Levi died. Harishoina Yaitse Mishum Achois Isha. So now the two wives of Levi, Leah and Tzila, fall Liyibim to Reuven because Levi didn't have children either. But one of Levi's wives was Leah, who is a sister of Rachel, it comes Achois Isha, and Tzila, therefore, is a Tzoras Erva. She's a Tzora of Achois Isha. So the din is, Harishoina, Rashi says, Lunafila. The first one who became an Almana, this refers to Shimon's wife, Leah. She's the first one who suffered the loss of her husband, Yaitza Mishum Achois Isha. So she cannot make Yibum with Reuven because she is Reuven's wife, Rachel's sister, Ushnia, and the second Almana, the Almana of Levi, Levi's original wife, Tzila, she also cannot make Yibum with Reuven Mishum Tzarasa because she is a Tzara of an Achais Isha. Asa Bomamer says the Mishnah, what happens if Levi did not do Yibum with Leah when Shimon died, but rather all Levi did with Leah was Mamer? And our Mishnah is going according to the Shita of Beis Hillel in the Mishnah on Daf Chavtes in the previous Daf. And Beis Hillel's Shita is that Mimer is not Koina Kinyan Gomer like Beis Shammai holds, but rather Mimer is a Ksas Kedushin Midrabbanan. And then, after Levi did this mimer on the Yevama, on Leah, Umeis, then Levi died. So Nachris, the woman who was not related to the two sisters, namely Levi's wife Tzila, the halacha is, Chalitzas v'loimis yabemes. She receives chalitza, she must have chalitza, but Reuven cannot do Yibum with her. And the reason is, because Midoraisa, the mimer, is nothing. And therefore, Levi is only married to Tzila. So, to pater her without anything from Reuven, that cannot be. Because there is a Zika from Tzila to Reuven. Because Midoraisa, she's not at Tzoras Erva at all. So therefore, you must have Chalitza. But on the other hand, since Midrabbanan, there is a Kedushin from Levi to Leah, and therefore Tzila would be an Achois, a Tzoras Achois Ishta, a Tzoras Erva, therefore Midrabbanan, V'loi Mesiyah Bemes, she cannot fall Liyibim to Reuven, but she does require Chalitza to take off the Zika, which is there, Min HaTorah. Continues the Gemara, Taima De'ovad Bomaimer. The reason that the Nachris, that Tzila, requires Chalitza, but no Yibum, is because Levi did Mimer with Shimon's Almana Leah. Ha loy avad ba Mimer. What happens if Levi did not do anything? He didn't do Yibum with Leah, didn't do Mimer with Leah, he did nothing. and then Levi dies, the halacha would be nachras tzila yevumi nami miyavma. Then she would not be considered in any way, in both midrash or midrabbanan, a tzoras erva, because Levi was never married in any way to Leah, and therefore avada there would be yibum. Amar Rav Nachman, said Rav Nachman, Zoy Soy Meris, this teaches us that Ein Zika Vafilu Bechad Achom, that there is no halacha of Zika to create a din of Tzoras Erva, even when the Zika is only to one brother. Meaning, when Shimon died, then Leah only fell to Levi, because to Reuven she didn't fall, because to Reuven, she is an achos isha of his wife Rachel. So the Zika goes straight to Levi. And Levi did nothing. So maybe I should consider tzila a tzoras erva through Zika. There was no yibam, there was no mimer, but there was Zika. So maybe subsequently, if Levi dies, then tzila should become usher to Reuven, because she is an achois erva through Zika, at least. So we say no, Zika cannot create a din of tzoras achos erva. And therefore, if Levi dies, tzila would fall a yibam to Reuven. It's only when Levi did yibam with Leah, or Levi at least did mimer with Leah, that yibam would not be possible. But if he did nothing, Zika alone would not make a tzoras erva, and tzila would do yibam. Reuven would be permitted to do yibam with tzila. Continues the second Mishnah of Shloisha Achim, and now we refer to the Mar Yevamis on Amud Samaches, the top diagram. Shloisha Achim, there were again three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Shnayim em nesuim shtei achoyos. Two of them were married to two sisters. Again, Reuven and Shimon were married to Rachel and Leah. Ve'echad nasi nachris. And again, Levi is married to Tzila. Meis hanasi nachris. But this time, instead of Shimon dying first, it was Levi who was married to Tzila who died first. And what did Shimon do? Ve'kanas echad mibalei achoyos. As Ishtoi, and Shimon did Yibum with Tzila, Umeis, and then Shimon died, and now his two wives fall to Reuven, Leah and Tzila, and Leah is a sister of Reuven's wife Rachel, and therefore Tzila is a Tzoras Erva, Tzoras Achos Ishtoi, says the Mishnah, Harishaina, the first one. And here Rashi says, what does Harishaina mean, Linesuit? Rashi changes it from the last Mishnah. In the last Mishnah, the top Rashi on the Amid, Rashi said, Harishayna l'nefila. There was the case where Shimon died first. So which one was an almana? The Rishayna refers to Shimon's wife. However, here where Levi died first, so what does it mean? The Rishayna, the Mishnah says, Yoitzas Mishum Achois Isha. Levi's wife is not an achos isha, she is a tzoras achos isha. So that's why Rashi here had to change it and say that Rishoina here means linesuin, which means the first wife of Shimon, she's not the first almana. Here Rishoina refers to something else. She's in fact the second almana, but she's the first wife of Shimon. So now that Shimon's two wives are falling liyibim, Harishayna, the first wife of Shimon, which was Leah, Yoitzas Mishum Achos Isha. She goes out because of Achos Isha. She's an erva to Reuven because she is Rachel's sister Leah. Ushnia, and the second wife of Shimon, who is the first Amana, but she's the second wife of Shimon, she's Yoitzas Mishum Tzarasa. She is a Tzaras erva, and therefore there is likewise no Yim. Tosfos at the top, Tosfos, Divrei Maskil Shloisha Achin, he has the same girsa as Rashi in the first Mishnah, but in the second Mishnah, he changes it. In order to make both Mishnahs consistent, he learns, not like Rashi, that the first Rishayna is Lenefila, and the second Rishayna is Lenesuin. He learns both Mishnahs refer to the numbers as far as Nefila, and that's why he is forced to say that not in the second Mishnah, it's not Harishoina Yoytzim Mishum Achoyis Isha, but Hashniya Yoytzim Mishum Achoyis Isha, meaning that the second Almana, the first Almana in the second Mishnah is Levi's wife. She is the Rishoina. Who is the Almana Shniya? That's Shimon's wife. So that's his Girsa to make it consistent that it's speaking about Linefila. He says Hashniya Yoytzim Mishum Achoyis Isha. The second Almana goes out Mishum Achoyis Isha, and then he's goes Urishoina, and the first Almana, namely Levi's wife Tzila, who was the first Almana, so she goes out Mishum Tzaras, so she's a Tzaras Erva. According to both Pshatim, the Pshat in the Mishnah is the same. It's just a question, what does Rishoina and Shniya refer to? Continues the Mishnah. Also by Mimer, if Shimon, instead of doing Yibam, did Mimer with Levi's Almana Tzila, Umeis, and then subsequently Shimon died, Nachris Tzila, she has to undergo chlitza and not yibam. Again, this is going according to Beis Hillel, that Mimer is a kedushin midrabbanan. So therefore, there cannot be any yibam with tzila by Ruvein, because midrabbanan, his brother Shimon, had done a Mimer, and therefore Leah and tzila have a relationship. They're both wives of Shimon. Tzila is midrabbanan, a tzoras erva of Leah, who is achos ishtoi of Reuven's wife Rachel. So therefore, there's no yibam. However, since midraisa, there is no kedushin here. It's only maimer midrabbanan, and therefore tzila is not a tzoras erva. Therefore, she requires chalitza to remove the zika. So basically, the second Mishnah, although it's a different case, is teaching us the exact same halacha as the first Mishnah, and that's what the Gemara now is going to ask. Hasu lamali, what do I need the second Mishnah for? Hainahach, it's exactly the same halacha as the first Mishnah. And then, more so, as Rashi explains, hashta tzakal v'chaymer, hashta. Uma hasam, if in the first Mishnah, da'achos isha havyetzor l'nachus. In that Mishnah, Shimon died first. So Levi was married to Tzila, and then he did yibim with Shimon's almana, Leah. So the achos, who was the ikker wife? The ikker wife was Tzila. That was the ikker wife, the first wife of Levi. So achos isha came along on top of his first and ikker wife. And yet I say, I would have had a swore to say that maybe over there that's not called Soros Erva, since she was functioning as a wife of Levi before Shimon died. And then if subsequently Levi died as well, maybe Reuven would be permitted to such a tzara. And yet I say, Amrad, no, Nachris Asura, that after all, she is a tzoras erva, and therefore she's also to Reuven. So Hacha, here in the second Mishnah, where Shimon is the one who did Yibam with Levi's wife. So Shimon was married first to the erva, to Leah, who's the achos isha of Rachel. So and the Nachris Havietzara Lachos Isha. Here the Iker is the Achos Isha. The Levi's wife comes second. She's the Tuffel. So like Hoshkain, so certainly if when the Iker is Leah, and when the Iker is Sila, the Nachris, and on top of that comes Achos Isha, and that's still called the Tzoras Erva. So certainly where you start off with the Tzoras Erva, Leah, and on top of that comes Tzila as the second wife of Shimon. That's certainly called the Tzoras Erva. So what do I, if I have the first Mishnah, what do I need the second Mishnah for? Answers the Gemara, Tana, Hach Tana, Bereisha. Our Tana learned the second Mishnah first. Vahach, and the first Mishnah, Chazila Teira, Visharia, he really held that Svara, that if the Nachris was married to Levi first, and then Levi got married to the Achos Isha, that would not be called a Tzoras Erva. He held that's a good Svara, and therefore she's not a Tzoras Erva, and Reuven would be Mutter Visharia. But Vahadir Chazieli Sura, as Rashi explains, then he thought it over and he said, but after all, the bottom line is, whichever one was first. But the bottom line is that Sila is a Tzara to Leah, and Leah is an Achos Isha of Rachel, so therefore it doesn't matter which one was the Iker, which one was the Tuffel, which one was first, which one was second. It's Usher. And therefore he learned this first Mishnah as Isser also. Both cases are Isser. Va'aydi d'chaviva le'agdama. And since, in fact, the first Mishnah is teaching us a bigger Chiddush than the second Mishnah, he put that first, because it was Chaviv to him, it was precious to him, he's saying a Chiddush. Now that he said the first Mishnah of the Chiddush, he really didn't have to say the second Mishnah, because it's a Kal v'chomer that is considered Tzoras Erva. U'mishnah le'zazim k'ayma, and the second Mishnah, once was already learned, he didn't want to take it out of the Seder of Mishnayos, and he left the second Mishnah in its place. But Einachanami, logically, the second Mishnah is a Kal v'chomer from the first, that it certainly has a din of Tzoras Erva. Continues the Mishnah with the third of the Shloisha Achin Mishnayis, and in the Sefer Mar Yavamis. It's on Amud Samaches at the bottom. Shloisha Achin. Again, we have the same three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Shnaimem Nesuim Shtei Achoyois. Reuven and Shimon are married to two sisters. Reuven's married to Rachel, and Shimon's married to Leah. Ve'echad Nasi Nachoros, and Levi, once again, is married to Tzila. Meis echad mibalei achoyos, one of the two brothers who is married to one of the two sisters, namely Shimon, dies, and his wife Leah falls liyibum. Vekonas nasi nachris es ishtoi, and Levi made yibum with Leah. But now, after the yibum, umesa ishtoi shel sheni, Reuven's wife Rachel then dies. And then Levi dies, who was married to the Nachris Tzila. So after the Yibam of Levi, Rachel died, and then Levi died. So it comes out that when Levi's two wives, Leah and Tzila, fall the Yibam to Reuven, at that time Leah is no longer an achos isha of Rachel, because Rachel has died, and therefore Tzila is no longer, it would seem, a tzoras erva either. The halacha is that Reuven cannot do yibum either with Leah or with Tzila. Harezu asura olav olamis. Leah and the same thing, Tzila, remain usur to Reuven forever. Why? Hoyel v'nesra lov shoachas. Rashi says, what is the shoachas since she was usher one moment? Says Rashi, b'nefila rishayna kishenafla me'echav arishin. When Shimon died, at that moment, the first yibum that Levi did, at that moment, Leah is an achos isha, because Rachel is alive. So Leah cannot fall a yibum to Reuven. Therefore, since Leah at that moment is an achos isha, even though she's not an achos isha at the end when Levi dies, but memela, as Rashi explains on Daf Lamed Beis, there is the iser of eishes ach. It's ki'ilu that Shimon left over children. It's as if you had an eishes ach with children, where, of course, there's no heter. The whole heter of Yibam, to be over the losas of Eishes Ach, is only when there's no children. But with children, it's an erva. And Hua Din Tzila remains an erva forever of Leah, who is usher to Reuven because of the Isser of Eishes Ach. So here we see a tremendous yesod in the Mishnah, that even when the erva, the original erva, eventually falls away. In this case, when Rachel dies, Leah is no longer considered an erva of achos ishtoi. But since at the first moment of when Leah fell the yibam, she was an achos isha, memela she remains the iser of eishes ach. And if she remains eishes ach, even when achos isha falls away, she remains also to Reuven because of eishes ach, and Tzila remains a tzoras erva. Says the Gemara, Amr Rav Yudah Marav, Rav Yudah said in the name of Rav, a klal, kol yivamashen ani karubo b'shas nefila. Any yivamo, which at the moment when she is no fill, when she falls liyibam, I am not able to say about her. The pasuk, yivamo yavo yaleha, because she is prohibited to the yivamo, to the yavam, harei hi keishas ach sheyesh lo bana basura. As we quoted before from Rashi in Lamed Beis, who interpreted our Mishnah, That's what Rav says here, and that's what the Gemara is going to ask right away. What's the Chiddush of Rav? That's exactly what our Mishnah was saying. But what's the Klal of Rav? If at the time when she falls to Yibam, I cannot say on her that she's an Ashes Achshiyesh Labonim, if I cannot say on her Yuvama Yovi Alea, the halacha is that she remains like an Ashes Achshiyesh Labonim, and she is Asura, she is forever Asur. In other words, if she was an Erva, which prohibited her from getting married from the Yavim doing Yibim to her, Memela, even if that Erva falls away, she has a different Erva. She has the original Erva of Eishes Ach, as if she had children. Frey the Gemara, my Kamashwan. What is Rav teaching us? Tanina. We learned that in our Mishnah. Harezu Asur Olav, Olamis, Hoyl Vinesh Olav Shrachas. In the case of our Mishnah, even though subsequently Rachel died and Leah is no longer an Achais Isha, but since at the time of the Nefilah Liyibim she was an Achais Isha, therefore she remains as if she's an Eishish Ach who has children. And therefore there's no Din Yibim. And therefore even if the Achais Isha goes away, she remains Aser. So that's what Rav says, the Klal of Rav is actually the Pshat in our Mishnah. So what's Rav being Mechadish? So the Gemara says, no, Rav is being mechadish something more than our mission. Based on our mission, I would have thought, that's when Rachel, for example, is alive until Levi does Yibim with Leah. The whole time of the Zika, from when Shimon dies until Levi does Yibim with Leah, Rachel was alive. So since during that whole period, it took a few days or months, whatever it took, until Levi finally did Yibim with Leah, Rachel was alive. So then Ein Hachanami, even though subsequently Rachel dies, there I will say that she remains like an Eishes Ach who has children, and she's also to Reuven. Aval Heicha di Chazila Benefila Rishayna. But what happens if Rachel is only alive right after Shimon dies? But before Levi does Yibim with Leah, Rachel dies. Not after he does Yibim with Leah. Before he completes the act of Yibim with Leah, Rachel dies. So there was part of the time Leah already was not an Achais Isha because Rachel had died. Amatishri. Then I would say maybe she's even mutter to Reuven also. And maybe now, even if Levi did Yibim and Levi dies, maybe Leah would be mutter to Reuven because the Isser of Achois Isha went away, and maybe that's still called Yuvama Yavei Olea. It wasn't the first few days or weeks until Rachel died, but before the Yibum took place, we were able to say Yuvama Yavei Olea from Leah to Reuben, because in that period of time, Rachel died. That's what I would have thought. Kamash Malon says, Rav, no, it has to be the first minute. Call Yavama Shaina Nikarba Bishas Nefila. It's not totally in when Levi does the Yibim with Leah, how long that takes after the death of Shimon. But right away, when Leah falls the Yibim, if at that moment she was also to Reuven because of Achais Isha, it doesn't matter when Rachel dies, whether it's before Levi makes the Yibim or after Levi makes the Yibim, that's already considered an Eish as Ach, as if she has children, she remains also to Reuven forever. Ask the Gemara, that's also not a Chiddush. We learned that as well. If you have two brothers who are married to two sisters, one of the brothers died, so now his wife falls liyibim, but his wife is an Achais Isha. Reuven and Shimon married Rachel and Leah, and Shimon dies and leaves over Leah, so she's usher to Reuven. But what happens? And then Reuven's wife Rachel dies, so could Reuven now do Yibim with Leah? Harezu Asura Lav Olamis, Hoyl V'Nesra Lav Shrachas. Since at the time of the Nefila from Shimon, she was prohibited to marry Reuven because she was an Achais Isha, even though subsequently Rachel died, she has a din of an erva forever. So we learned that din, that even if it's not right away, even though it happened a little later, but as if the first moment she was not mutter, she remains also forever. So again, what's the Chiddush of Rav? So the Gemara says, no, Rav still has a Chiddush. Mao, the same I would have thought, Hossam, who did Chilei Mahai Beis Legamri. in the case of two brothers and two sisters, if when Shimon dies, Leah falls to Reuven, and he's the only brother that Shimon has, so this entire house, there's an Isser here. There's no permissible Zika of this Yevama to any brother, because the only brother is Reuven. And to Reuven, Leah is an Achais Isha. So over there, Einech Nami, the Mishnah is teaching us that it remains also forever. Aval Hocha, but over here, where we have three brothers, and even though she was also to Reuven, she was mutter to Levi, because Levi was married to Tzila Nachris. D'lo yitchala mahai beis l'gamri. Here, she is not pushed away from this house completely. Ema, I would have thought, migi dechazi lahai nasi nachras, since Leah is permitted to Levi, and subsequently Rachel dies, and now, I would have thought, chazi nami lahai, there is a Zika here to the family, to the house, b'chlal. Who does that Zika go to? Who is the director to Levi? But there's hovering over the entire house a Zika. So I would have thought, even if the first minute, the first hour, the first day, she's not Roy to Reuven, but subsequently when Rachel dies, now Leah should also be able to be mutter to Reuven, because the Zika never went away entirely from this house. Kamash Milan, that's what Rav teaches us, that even when originally it was not pushed away from the whole house, but to Reuven, she was not mutter the first moment. If she's not mutter the first moment, she remains an erva of Eishes Ach, as if she has children. And even when the Achos Isha goes away, she remains forever usher to Reuven, and the same thing with her Tzara. And now we begin the fourth of the Mishnayos that begin with the word Shloish Achim. And again, we will be referring to Mar Yevamis on Omet Samach Tes. The only diagram there begins the Mishnah, Shloish Achim. There were again three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Shnayim Mem Nesum Shtei Achoyos. Reuven and Shimon are married to two sisters, Rachel and Leah. Ve'echad Nasi Nachris, and Levi is married to Tzila. But now, Girish, Echad Mibale Achoyos, Es Ishta, Shimon divorced his wife Leah, and then Umeis Nasi Nachris, and then Levi died, and his wife Tzila falls liyibim. Ve'konsa Hamagaresh, and Shimon did yibim with Tzila. Umeis, and now Shimon dies, and his wife Tzila falls liyibim to Reuven. The halacha is that Reuven is permitted to do yibim with Tzila. Zuhi Shamru, this is what we said in the first perek in the Mishnah Daf Beis Vekulot, and all of them, all the Arayah Shemesu, if they died, Oin is Garshu, or they were divorced, Sarasein, Mutaris, their Tzoros, are not considered Tzoros Erva, and they are Mutter for Yibim. So although Tzila and Leah were both wives of Shimon, but they were not wives at the same time. By the time Shimon did Yibim with Tzila, he had first, even before Levi died, he had divorced Leah. And therefore, at no time was Tzila a Tzoras Erva of Leah, the sister of Rachel, because they were not married at the same time. And therefore, she is Mutter Liyibim to Reuven when Shimon subsequently dies. Says the Gemara, Taima de Girash Rachachmes. If you're Medayik, in the words of the Mishnah, it says that first Shimon divorced his wife Leah, and then Levi died. It would seem to be Avol Meis, but if Levi died, Va'achakach Girash, and then Shimon would have divorced Leah. In other words, when Tzila fell to Yibim, if only then Shimon had divorced Leah, Asura, if subsequently, after he did Yibim with Tzila, Shimon would die, then Tzila would be usher to Reuven. Amar Rav Ashi, Zeis Ameris, this teaches us, Yesh Zika, that Zika can cause a Tzoras Erva, Afilu Betrei Achi, even by two brothers. As Rashi explains, like our mission over here, because when Levi died, if it was speaking about before Gerushin, then his wife Tzila would have a Zika to the two brothers, Reuben and Shimon, who were married to the two sisters. And just by the mere fact that there's a Zika from Tzila to Shimon, at the same time that he's married to Leah, that would make Tzila a Tzoras Erva, and therefore even if Shimon would subsequently divorce Leah, and by the time Shimon died, Tzila is not a Tzoras Erva of Leah, because Shimon has long divorced her, but since that divorce took place, after the death of Levi, so there was already a moment of Zika from Tzila to Shimon at the same time as he was married to Leah. That Zika is enough to make Tzila Tzoras Erva, and therefore she'll be prohibited to be married to Reuven when Shimon dies. And even that, if that Zika was spread out to two brothers, Shimon and Reuven. That's what Rav Ashi learned from the Diyuk in our Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Rav Ashi kashed Rav Nachman. This contradicts what Rav Nachman said at the top of our Amid, in the first of the four Mishnayos of Shloisha Achin. Because over there, Rav Nachman was Medayik from the end of the first Mishnah, that it's only if Levi did Maimer, and then he died, that the Nachris would be Chaylatzes V'loy Misyabemes. But if Levi did nothing, so he's married to Tzila, he has a Zika from Shimon's Amona Leah, that would not hinder the Yibam from Reuven to Tzila. And therefore, Rav Nachman says, Zoyser Meres, Ein Zika V'afilu B'chad Acha. There's no Zika even when the Zika was to one brother, because when Shimon died, the Zika is considered going to Levi. It's not going to Reuven because Shimon was married to Leah, Achais Isha of Reuven. So the Zika is going in a strong force to Levi. And even though you have this strong Zika from Shimon's Almana to Levi, that if Levi did nothing and then Levi died, that Zika is not enough to make his wife Tzila a Tzoras Erva of Leah. That's what Rav Nachman learned from the first Mishnah. So Rav Ashi kasher Rav Nachman. Here Rav Ashi was medayik that yeh Zika v'afilu b'treyachi, and that's why if Levi died and then Shimon divorced Leah, Tzila would be usher to Reuven because of the Zika would make her a Tzoras Erva. And Rav Nachman learned just the opposite from the first Mishnah. Amar Rav Ashi, so Rav Ashi says, I don't learn that Diyuk from the Mishnah the same way as Rav Nachman did. I would say, Hu adin da'afal gab deloy ovid b'maimer, nachris michlitz chol shihu miloy miyabma. I don't make the Diyuk like Rav Nachman that it's only if he made Maimer. But if he didn't make Maimer, so then the nachris would be permitted in Yibum with Reuven, because the Zika doesn't do anything. No, the Zika does something. The Zika alone does something, and therefore she is considered a Tzoras Erva, and therefore even in that case, the din would be that you could not do Yibum, because the Zika alone would prohibit her from Yibum to Reuven. So you're asking me a question, if so, why didn't it say the bigger Chiddush that even if he did nothing, his wife Tzila would not be permitted to Reuven and Yibam? But Hodik Tani Maimer, the reason it says Maimer in the Mishnah, is Lafuke Beishamai, to teach you not like Beishamai. Da Amri, because Beishamai said in the Mishnah on Daf Chavtes, Maimer Kona, that Maimer is Kona, Kinyan Gomer, as we turn to Daf Lamed Amid Beis. So I would have thought that if Levi had made, I would have thought that if Levi had made Maimer, that should be considered as if he had done Mamish Yibum, it's a Kenyan Gomer, and therefore Tzila would be a total Tzoras Erva, and she would be totally usher to Reuven, and therefore you wouldn't even require Chalitza. Kamash Malon, the like of Beis Shammai. That's why our Mishnah is teaching you, not like Beis Shammai, that it's not a Kinyan Gomer, and therefore, Midaraisa, you have to do Chalitza, because the mimer is not recognized midaraisa. So therefore, tzila is totally not a tzoras erva. So you have to do something with that zika. You have to give chalitza. On the other hand, you can't do yibam because there is a kedushin midarabanan. She is a tzoras erva midarabanan. So it's chalitza v'loy misriabemis. But the chiddush is to tell you that it's not a kinyan gomer. It would be a kinyan gomer. She would be a tzoras erva gomer, and therefore nothing would be required. Not even chalitza. She would be mutter l'shuk. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. But the chiddush is not like Rav Nachman says, that if nothing was done by Levi to Leah, that Sila would be mamish mutter in Yibam. No, the Zika that is there already makes her into a Tzoras Erva just from the Zika alone, even if nothing else was done. That's according to the Shita of Rav Ashi. Ask the Gemara, Rav Nachman, Kasha de Rav Ashi. On Rav Nachman will be shver the diyuk of Rav Ashi. And we have to point out, which the Gemara is really means without saying it, we're only going to see this in a few lines, that we want to know what is the zu hi sha'amru. Zu is a miyut. This is the case where the Mishnah said, v'kulun shemesu and izgarshu tsorasem mutaris. But there is a case where even though it's nizgarshu, the tsara is not mutter. Now what is that case? Now Rav Ashi has told us what the case is. According to Rav Ashi, the case is, if it was mace and then girash, that because of the zika, the halacha would be that she's considered a tsoras erva, and therefore we would not say that she is, we would not say that that's a case where she is mutter. So according to Rav Ashi, we understand the miyut of zuhi. Only in this case is it mutter, but not a case involving zika. But Rav Nachman kasher Rav Ashi, according to Rav Nachman, it's kasher the diuk of Rav Ashi. V'chi tema hu adin dafil meis v'ach kach girish sorasa muteres. If you're going to say the ain echanami, Rav Nachman disagrees with Rav Ashi, and Rav Nachman holds it doesn't make a difference what comes first, whether he divorced her, Shimon divorced her before Levi died, or whether he divorced her after Levi died, the zika doesn't do anything, and it does not make her a tzoras erva, and she is mutter to Reuven. Then the Gemara asks our question, Ela zuhi lemute mai. So what is the zuhi memayit? According to Rav Ashi, we have a thing that the zuhi is memayit. Memayit, a case where the zika makes her a tzoras erva. But if you hold the zika does nothing, so all cases will be mutter if this garsha. So which case are we being memayit? So the Gemara answers, there's still a case we could memayit according to Rav Nachman. Lemute konas v'achach girash. Ein echanami zika wouldn't change the status, would not make her a tzoras erva. Ein echanami, if it was meis v'achach girash, wouldn't make a difference. But you know where it would make a difference. If Konas, if Shimon was Konas Tzila, after Levi died, Shimon actually did Yibum with Tzila. So now Tzila is a real Tzoras Erva of, Tzila is a real Tzoras Erva of Leah, even though subsequently Shimon divorced Leah, and by the time Shimon dies, there is no more erva v'chois isha because Shimon has divorced his wife. But since there was a time when the two wives were both married to Shimon at the same time, the halacha will be zuhi. Only this is considered nizgarsha, and the tzor is mutter. However, in a case of konas v'achakach girish, there the halacha would be that she is usher, tzila is usher to Reuven because it is considered a tzoras erva. So Rav Nachman still has something that the zuhi will be mamayit. Says the Gemara, ha nicha yisav l'krav yirmiya. Now, we have to remind ourselves of a kasha that we had in the beginning of the first perek, where the Gemara asked the stira. The first mission is mashma that any time when, let's say in our case, where Shimon dies and his wife is no longer an erva because he has already divorced his wife before he died, so then she is not an erva and the yitzara is not a tzoras erva. However, from our Mishnah, there's a zuhi. The zuhi is saying only in one case. it would seem that in the case of Kones v'Acher Kach Girush, that if he was married to both women at the same time, even though he subsequently divorced Leah, and then Shimon died, and when Tzila is finally Yibum, she is not a Tzoras Erva, but since at one time in the relationship she was a Tzoras Erva, she will be also to Ruvain. And yet from the first Mishnah's Mashma Astira, it's Mashma, it doesn't matter when he divorced her. Before Kanas, after Kanas, doesn't matter. The bottom line is that when Shimon died, he was no longer married to Leah, and therefore Tzila is not a Tzoras Erva. That's what it would seem from the first Mishnah, Daf Beis. There's a Stira. So we had two terutzim to that stira. The first terutz is Ein Echanami. It's a stira, and we have to say Misha Shanazu, Lai Shanazu. That's Rabbi Yirmiyah's terutz. There's a machlokes between the two Mishnayos. Whoever learned the first Mishnah did not learn the second Mishnah, and vice versa, the same. However, Rava gave a different terutz. Rava said that no, the halach is like the first Mishnah, that it doesn't matter when he divorced Leah, but if at the time when he died, Shimon, there was no longer an achos isha because he had divorced Leah, so the tzara is not a tzara serva, and she would be mutter liyivim. I, our Mishnah says zuhi, so only in this case, in the case where he divorced her, our Mishnah says even before Levi died, he had already divorced her, only in such a case. So Rava says, Zu vein tzarach lamar zu. We said the bigger chiddush in the first Mishnah, and certainly this one, but afal pikein, we learned this lesser of a chiddush. This is for sure not considered a chais isha. But even in the first case of the daf beis, it's also not considered a chais isha. That's the teretz that Rava says. So now the Gemara analyzes this according to Rav Nachman. Says the Gemara, ha nichi sovel like Rabbi Yirmiyah. If he will give the teretz of that stira like Rabbi Yirmiyah, the Amar, Tavra. That in fact, Rabbi Yirmiyah says, you're right, it is a stira. Others say the word Tavra is like Melosha Shvua. I swear that you're right. Misha Shanazu, like Shanazu. It's a machlokes Mishnayis, and whoever learned Daf Beis did not learn our Mishnah here on Daf Lamed. So, Ein Echanami, our Mishnah will not hold that in all cases, someone who is divorced does not remain a Tzoras Erva. V'hai Tana Sover, and what will the Machlokas be told between the two Mishnayos? Our Tana holds, V'hai Tana, the Tana Daf Beis holds, Misa Mapelas, that you have to look at the time of death. Is she an Erva at the time of death? Then it's a Tzoras Erva with her Tzora. If she's no longer an Erva at the time of death, because he has already divorced her, doesn't matter when he divorced her, as long as before he died she was divorced, she's no longer an Erva, and the Tzora is not a Tzoras Erva, because Misa Mapelas. But V'hai Tana of our Mishnah Sover, Nesu'in Rishonim Mapilim. It's the first Nesu'im. When Shimon gets married, if at any time during that marriage there is a moment where he is married to an Erva, the Achos Isha of Ruvain. So then the Tzora becomes the Tzoras Erva and remains the Tzoras Erva. Because it's totally in how the Nesu'im are set up from the beginning. Before the Misa, what will be the status during the Nesu'im in relationship to the Misa? But you have to look at what's happening when he first gets married. That's already setting up the halachas of the Yibam. That's what the second Mishnah holds. Therefore, the second Mishnah holds in the case of Konas v'Achach Girish, if he was married to both women at the same time, to Leah, and he did Yibam with Sila, she would be a Tzoras Erva, even though Achach Girish, even though he divorced Leah before he died. So, Zuhi Lema'ute Konas v'Lebesayv Girish. So if you hold that there's a Machlaikis Mishnayis, then I could say our Mishnah says Zuhi, what is it being Mamayit? Our Mishnah holds Nesuma Rishayna Mapilim. That's when you have to look at who is being sent Liyibu. Then I could say we're Mamayit, Zuhi is Mamayit, Konas v'Lebesayv Girish. That would be Osir, that would be considered Tzoras Erva. Eli Sarvla Karava, the Amr Loilam Chatanu, but if he would hold like Rava that says that both Mishnayos really are one Tana, Vizuvain Sarv Loimer Zuktan, it's not a Machlaikas. And really the Allah is like the first Mishnah, that in any case when she's divorced, even if it's Kanas V'Achach Girish, the Allah is that there is no din of Tzoras Erva. Certainly where he divorced her before Levi died, that would for sure not be. But the Mishnah is not trying to make a diuk that there would be certain cases where she would remain at Tzoras Erva. No, she would never remain at Tzoras Erva. So if so, I have a kasha, Zui Lamute Mai. So what is the Zui Mayet? And Rashi points out, the way basically how Rashi understands the sugi is that you have one of two alternatives. You can either say that Zui is Mamayat, a case where there is no Gerushin. It's Mamayat, a case where the Tzoras Erva comes about through Zika, and we will say that Zika causes one to be a Tzoras Erva. Or you could say it's Mamayat Kanas V'Achach Gerush. But the point is that Rav Nachman doesn't hold of Zika. Zika does not make one into a Tzoras Erva. So if he doesn't hold of Zika, he doesn't hold of that teretz, then his only other teretz is the teretz that Zui is Mamayit, Kanes Rachach Girish. So Zui Lamute Mai, if you're not going to say Kanes Rachach Girish, so how are you going to explain the Zui? Al-Korachach Rabbi Yirmi Yisrael, Le'enichanami. You're going to have to say that Rav Nachman holds like Rav Yirmi, that Misha Son Azu, Loi Son Azu, there's a Machloikis Mishnayis, and our second mission is Mamayit, which case, not the case of Zika, which Rav Nachman doesn't hold of, it's Mamayit, the exception of Kanes Rachach Girish, because Kedush Nesuna Rishonim Mapilim, and since there was a time in the life of Shimon where he was married to both women at the same time, even though he subsequently divorced Leah, Tzila is considered a Tzoras Erva that will be usher in that case to Reuven. Now the Gemara goes to Rava. According to Rava, who holds that both Mishnayos are one, so what is Zui Memayit? It can't be Memayit Kanes Rachach Girish. So the only other option you have, as we're learning this sugya according to Rashi, is Zika. That's Memayit, a case where you have a Tzoras Erva through Zika. Ha Nichi Sovelok Rav Ashi. That's good if Rava would hold like Rav Ashi, that there is a concept of Zika, and Zika itself can cause a Tzoras Erva. Zui Lemute, you know what Zui will be Memayit, a case of Meis B'loi Girish. If Levi died and he didn't do anything with the... If Levi died and he didn't do anything with the wife of Shimon, and Tzila falls to Reuven, so there was no Mimer, there was no Yibam, the whole relationship was one of Zika. So that's what our Mishnah will be Mamayit, because Rav Ashi holds that Zika could cause Tzoras Erva. So since Leah had a Zika to Levi, and at the same time Levi was married to Tzila, even though Levi didn't do anything to Leah, when Levi dies and Tzila falls to Reuven, it'll be usher to Reuven because of Zikuka Sachos Ishtai. Meis b'loi girish, that's what Zui will be mayit. So that's good if he holds like Rav Ashi. Eli Sover like Rav Nachman, if Rava would hold like Rav Nachman, that there is no concept that Zika can make a Tzoras Erva. Zui l'mute mai. What is Zui mamai? Because he holds that Misa Mapelas. And Misa Mapelas means as long as at the time of death he was divorced from Leah, there is no Tzoras Erva. Kanes v'achakach girish will also be mutter, it won't be a din of Tzoras Erva. So if he holds, and he doesn't hold of Zika, he doesn't hold of Kanes v'achakach girish, that'll be usher, lemute mai. So what's Zui? Everything's mutter except Zu, except this, lemute mai. Only this is mutter, but something else is usher. Which case? We'll have to say that he holds like Rav Ashi, which means that he holds there's a concept of Zika, so Zui is Mutter, Lemute Mai, when there'll be a Tzoras Erva Yidei Zika, then that Einichanami will usher Tzila from Reuven. Begins the next Mishnah, Vekulon, and all the 15 arayos that we learned in the Mishnah on Daf Bei, Shehoyu Behen Kedushin, a Gerushin B'Safek, that there was a Kedushin or a Gerushin in doubt connected to them, Hare Elu Hatsoris Chaltzis Vloimis Yabmoi. So the Tzoris of these Arayas, which have a suffix whether they are married or not, so the Tzoris of those Sveikis have Chalitza and not Yim. For example, Reuven and Shimon are brothers. Shimon is married to Tzila. And there's a suffix whether Shimon got married to Rachel, his niece, the daughter of Reuven, if he is married to Rachel and he subsequently dies, so then there is an erva falling to Reuven, his daughter. And therefore, Tzila will be a tzoris erva. But if he's not married, if Shimon is not married to Rachel, then Tzila falls liyibum to Reuven. So now, if I have a suffix, whether he made a good kedushin, whether Shimon made a good kedushin to Rachel, or he was married to Rachel for sure, kedushin vaday. The suffix is if he's still married to Rachel, because there's a question about a get. Was the get valid or not? So in any case like that, the tzar is a suffix tzaris erva, and therefore she requires chalitza, but he's not allowed to do yibam because she may be a tzaris erva. He can't pat her without anything because maybe she's not a tzaris erva. Maybe there is a chiv yibam. The halach is chalitza v'loy misyabo. It's ketzad. And now the Mishnah gives us examples. Suffolk Kedushin, what's the example of Suffolk Kedushin? Zorek Law Kedushin. Suffolk Karv Law, he was in a Rishus Rabbim, and there was 8 Amis exactly between them. And the halacha is, as Rashi explains here in the Divrei Maskil Suffolk Karv Law, the Dalet Amis Arkone. He threw the Kedushin exactly 4 Amis, and it's a question, is it within her 4 Amis or it's within his 4 Amis? If it's within his 4 Amis, then he is not married to her. She was not Kona, what he sent her as Kedushin. And therefore, Tzila, in our case, would go Liyibim. Suffolk Karv Law, but it's a Suffolk, maybe it was also close to her, it was within her Dalet Amis, then she is Kona, the Dalet Amis of a person are Kona, Rishus Rabbim, and therefore he would be married to Rachel, and therefore she would be an Erva, and Tzila would be a Tzoras Erva. Zeo Suffolk Kedushin, that's a case of Suffolk Kedushin. Suffolk Gerushin, what's an example, says the Mishnah of Gerushin, of a Suffolk Gerushin? Kosav B'Ksav Yodoy, Veinol Avedim, if he had a get which he wrote, but there were no witnesses on it, or Yeshul Avedim Vein Boi Zman, there were witnesses on it, but there was no time when the get was written. Yesh Boi Zman, there was a Zman in the get, Vein Boi Aleid Echad, only 1/8 signed on it. All of these cases are a case of Suffolk Gerushin. And the Gemara right away will ask, why don't you give the exact same case by Suffolk Gerushin as you did by Suffolk Kedushin? He sent a get to his wife, and it's a Suffolk, whether it landed within her Dalet Amis, then it is a get, or it landed in his Dalet Amis, and then it's not a get. And there it will be the same Suffolk Tzara Serva, Chaletzes V'loimis Yabemis. We'll see that in a moment in the Gemara. Rashi explains over here the 3 cases that the Mishnah mentions, that if there was Aden, but there was no Zman, the first case is that it was Kosav Ksav Yaday. He brings the Gemara above a Basra, Daf Kufay and Hamid Beis, the first wide line of Rashi at the bottom, that Hoitzil of Ksav Yaday, Shu Chayvlo, if I produce an IOU that you wrote with your hand that you owe me money, Goyvim and Achasim and Echayrin, I can collect from property that are not Meshubid to anyone else. So we see that a Ksav Yad without Aden is worth something. And Midaraisa, therefore, this get written in his hand would be a good get. Or there's Edom on it, but there's no Zman. Or there is Zman, there's only an Eid Echot. In all of these cases, it's a Suffolk Gerushin, which means that it has the halacha like a Suffolk Gerushin, and we do Chalitza, not Yibam. And Rashi brings the Gemara in Gittin Daf Pei Vav, Gimel Gittin Psulim. Vimnisis of Lad Kosher, there are 3 Gittin which Midaraisa that are kosher, the 3 Gittin that we're talking about in our Mishnah. But Midaraisa they're kosher, Midarabon and they're posel. But if a woman married based on these 3 Gittin and had a child from a subsequent marriage, the child would be considered kosher, because since Midaraisa it's a good get, we would not posel the child. So therefore, in these 3 cases, you must do Chalitza on the Tzorah, because since we see that if she marries with the get, the vlad is kosher, so therefore we say it is a good get midaraisa, and therefore she's not a tzara serva. If she's not a tzara serva, you have to do something with the zika. You have to do chalitza. On the other hand, since midarabanan, it's not a good get lechatchila. You don't do yibam because lechatchila we say it wasn't a good get. So Shimon was married to Rachel, the niece, his niece, who is the daughter of Reuven. And therefore, when they fall the Yibum, it's a case of Tzoras Erva. Because Midrabanan, we look at it, there wasn't a good get. And if you're going to allow, says Rashi, you're going to allow Yibum here, people will say that Tzoras Erva is Mesiyah Bemis. Since Midrabanan, it looks like it's not a good get, and therefore it is a case of Tzoras Erva. That is the pshat in our mission. Ask the Gemara right away. V'ilu begerish and savikar v'loi, savikar v'loi, like tani. Why don't we say the same case of savikar v'loi by get, like we say by kedushin? We'll have the same suffix and the same resulting halach of chaletz v'loi mesabemis. Elamai, says Rashi, it's mashma, that if that was the case by gittin of savikar v'loi, savikar v'loi, the halacha would be, it would vadai not be a get. This woman would be a vadai tzoras erva, and she wouldn't even need chalitza, my time. Why is Safa Gerishin different than Safa Kedushin? Amar Rabba said, Rabba, Bidafka, this halacha is only by Kedushin in our Mishnah. Why? Because by Gerishin, I'll say the following. What chazaka does this woman have? And the Gemara now brings in the concept of chazaka, which is that whenever you have a suffix, you have a doubt, you go by precedent, you go by the status quo. This, we knew that Shimon was married to two women. It was clear. Vada, he's married to both Rachel and to Tzila. So Ishizu b'cheskes hetel shukar medes. So if I don't look at the get and I ask you, is this woman the tzara? Is she mutter to the shuk? Does she need any yibam or chalitza? You would tell me no. She's b'cheskes hetel shukar medes because she is a bona fide tzara serva. What causes you to have doubt? Misafik atabal oistra. You want to ask her from a suffix that maybe the get fell close to the woman in the Rishus Rabbim within her Dalet Amos, and she was kone of the get, and therefore when Shimon eventually died, he was no longer married to Leah, and therefore Tzila is not a Tzoras Erva, and therefore she should be usher to the shuk, she must have chalitza. So you want to usher to the shuk, misafik? Al tasrena mi suffik. Chazaka tells you to paskin on the suffik and say that whatever status there was before the suffik arose of the get, that's the same status right now. And therefore she is a bona fide tzara serva, and therefore she doesn't even need chalitza. In tomorrow's sugya, Abai will ask, what is the difference between gittin and kedushin? And our whole next amid will revolve around the difference why by suffix, by kedushin, there is chalitza, and the suffix by gittin, we say she doesn't even get chalitza at all.